News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. India on Thursday said it will continue dialogue and communication through military and diplomatic channels with China on the border standoff in eastern Ladakh, and that both sides have agreed to hold another round of talks soon. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Anurag Srivastava, while referring to the ongoing military talks between the two countries, also rejected as baseless a report in a British daily, The Times, which quoted a Chinese professor to claim that the Chinese PLA had used microwave weapons to force Indian soldiers to leave positions in eastern Ladakh. He said the objective of the military talks is to ensure complete disengagement and full restoration of peace and tranquility along the line of actual control in the western sector. At an online media briefing, he also recalled the 8th round of talks between senior military commanders of India and China in Chushul on November 6. These discussions were candid, in-depth and constructive, and both sides exchanged views on disengagement at all friction points along the LAC in the western sector of the India-China border areas, he said. The objective of these discussions is to ensure complete disengagement and full restoration of peace and tranquility along the LAC in the western sector. We will continue our dialogue and communication through military and diplomatic channels and have also agreed to have another round of talks soon with a view to achieve this objective, the spokesperson said. Nearly 50,000 Indian Army troops are currently deployed in a high state of combat readiness in various mountainous locations in eastern Ladakh in sub-zero conditions, as multiple rounds of talks between the two sides have not yielded any concrete outcome yet to resolve the military standoff that erupted in early May. China has also deployed an equal number of troops, according to officials. Asked about the report relating to the People's Liberation Army in the British Daily, Srivastava said, "I think you would have seen the response from the army spokesperson, who has conveyed that these reports are not true and they are completely baseless." Bihar's education minister Mewarlal Chaudhary, mired in corruption charges, submitted his resignation on Thursday, 3 days after taking oath as part of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's cabinet. Chaudhary, who was allocated the portfolio on Tuesday, a day after taking oath, sent his resignation immediately after assuming charge at 1 p.m., said informed sources. Chaudhary, who belongs to the JDU headed by the Chief Minister, had been named and accused in a 5-year-old case relating to alleged irregularities in appointment of teachers and technicians at Bihar Agricultural University, Bhagalpur, where he was the Vice Chancellor. An accusation is proven only when a charge sheet is filed or a court gives an order, and none of the two is there to prove the allegations against me, news agency ANI quoted Chaudhary as saying earlier in the day. Bihar's main opposition RJD and its allies on Wednesday had attacked Nitish Kumar for appointing Chaudhary as the education minister, even though he faces corruption charges, and was suspended from the party over the issue. They were also demanding that he be sacked. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said Chaudhary, a former vice-chancellor of an agriculture university and a first-time minister, faces serious charges under the Indian Penal Code, including cheating and dishonesty under Section 420 and criminal conspiracy under Section 120B. Chaudhary, 67, was suspended from the JDU in 2017 after an FIR was registered against him over alleged irregularities in appointments during his tenure as the vice-chancellor of the Bihar Agriculture University, Sabur, in Bhagalpur district. The FIR was registered against him in February that year on the basis of a report by the then VC over some anomalies in the appointment of assistant professors and junior scientists. The BJP, which was in the opposition during the Grand Alliance Ministry, then had strongly raised the issue against Chaudhary. Chaudhary had left the job to contest the 2015 Bihar polls on a JDU ticket and was elected from Tarapur Assembly seat in Munge district. He retained his seat in the just concluded state polls and has been made the Education Minister. The probe has brought to light alleged irregularities in the appointment of 161 assistant professors and junior scientists in 2012. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan on Thursday sentenced Jamaat-ud-Dawah head Hafiz Saeed along with three others to 10-year imprisonment in an illegal funding case. The court also ordered that Saeed's properties be confiscated. Mumbai terror attack mastermind Saeed, a UN-designated terrorist on whom the US has placed a $10 million bounty, was arrested on July 17 last year in two terror financing cases. He was sentenced to 11 years in jail by an anti-terrorism court in February in them. He is lodged at Lahore's High Security Court, Lakhpat Jail. The Anti-Terrorism Court of Lahore on Thursday sentenced four leaders of Jamaat-ud-Dawah, including its chief Hafiz Saeed, in two more cases, said a court official. Saeed and his two close aides, Safar Iqbal and Yahya Mujahid, have been sentenced to 10.5 years each, while the JDU chief's brother-in-law, Abdul Rahman Makki, was sentenced to 6 months imprisonment. Judge Arshad Hussain Bhutta of ATC Court No. 1 heard the case number 16/19 and 25/19 filed by Counterterrorism Department, in which the verdict has been announced after the statements of witnesses were cross-examined by Nasiruddin Nair and Muhammad Imran Fazal Gul, advocate, the official said. A total of 41 cases have been registered by the CTD against the JUD leaders, out of which 24 have been decided while the rest are pending in the ATC courts. Four cases have been decided against Saeed so far. The Saeed-led JUD is the front organization for the Lashkar-e-Toiba, which is responsible for carrying out the 2008 Mumbai attack that killed 166 people, including six Americans. The US Department of the Treasury has designated Saeed as a specially designated global terrorist. He was listed under the UN Security Council Resolution 1267 in December 2008. And President Donald Trump and his allies are taking increasingly frantic steps to subvert the results of the 2020 election, including summoning state legislators to the White House as part of a long-shot bid to overturn Joe Biden's victory. Among other last-ditch tactics, personally calling local election officials who are trying to rescind their certification votes in Michigan, suggesting in a legal challenge that Pennsylvania set aside the popular vote there, and pressuring county officials in Arizona to delay certifying vote tallies. Election law experts see it as the last dying gasps of the Trump campaign and say Biden is certain to walk into the Oval Office come January. But there is great concern that Trump's effort is doing real damage to public faith in the integrity of US elections. It is very concerning that some Republicans apparently can't fathom the possibility that they legitimately lost this election, said Joshua Douglas, a law professor at the University of Kentucky who researches and teaches election law. We depend on democratic norms, including that the losers graciously accept defeat, he said. That seems to be breaking down. Trump's own election security agency has declared the 2020 presidential election to have been the most secure in history. Days after that statement was issued, Trump fired the agency's leader. The increasingly desperate and erratic moves have no reasonable chance of changing the outcome of the 2020 election, where Biden has now received more votes than any other presidential candidate in history and has clinched the 270 electoral college votes needed to win. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak. the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.